So, you're okay? You're all settled in? Have a nice room?
Same room.
Same room. Yeah. Good evening meal.
Coconut water.
Huh?
Coconut water.
No more pork.
Oh, every time I look at the pork, a time, please. Give me permission to eat pork.
Nope.
So I can only wash pork. See?
Okay.
My Kalisa has been very unhappy. The pork.
Oh, doesn't matter if the Kalisa is unhappy. The heart is happy. So, you're going to stay 2 weeks, huh? Good.
What? Give her some time to look around.
Give her
some time to visit some places.
The Kilesas are, I mean, they are not yet in the monastery and they're already going out.
I'm staying 1 week.
What?
I'm 1 week here.
1 week only? Oh, because of your job, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So then make the most, yeah?
Yeah.
And you also have to stay a few nights here. Yeah, I mean, it's a retreat, yeah?
Okay.
Don't you want to retreat?
Yeah.
Okay. They all want to become sotapannas and only think about going here, going there. Very difficult, the Kilesas, huh?
May I ask a question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
If, let's say, if when I practice, then I had one case when I was in Myanmar, then I had a very severe pain, the moment that I landed, I had the back pain until when I returned.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very, very painful until I couldn't walk at all.
Mm-hmm.
I had to use stick to walk 2-3 steps. I had to stand, and I go through, because we have to meditate 6 hours a day, at least 2 to 2 hours.
When was that?
When I was in Myanmar.
When?
2 months ago. So, I break through, then I go, because I don't understand Myanmar language. I just went there, I just meditate. And I asked, I breathe Anapanasati, then I asked when, all of a sudden I don't see my body, it's so light, and my mind is out there, and seeing this body is so light, lifted up. And I said, like, if this is not the body, I don't see the pain anymore at that moment. And this is not my body. What is this body made of?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then I asked this question. And at first it came fire.
Hmm?
Fire. Light.
Fire.
Fire. Then later on, wind blowing. I can feel the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the waterfall, and finally mountain, and my whole body was so still.
And that
moment I realized that, this is the 4 elements in this body. Then later on, I just waited, and it came asuba, skeleton. Then I said, not just a few asuba. Then it came until whole places was full, flooded with asuba. Then later on, vanishing, nothing at all. Then finally it was very peaceful, mm-hmm. and my lips can lift it up with mm-hmm. a smiling until very short time, 2 hours gone. So as soon as I got up from the meditation, I start to walk, the pain came back again.
Mm-hmm.
But I cried because I understand the truth inside is, I mean, when I got up, then I cried because that's the nature that I understood, that the four elements in this body, it doesn't belong to I, me, and mine, that so-called, what I said, because we used to, oh, it's my body, etc. But the truth that I see is totally different from inside. There's nothing, there's no any, nothing. Nothing belongs to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the four elements. So I cried with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, from now onwards, I practice. Of course, we have to use the sati to practice, and then from this this incident, this truth that I experienced,
mm-hmm.
then whenever like I feel anything agitated or angry or anything mm-hmm. happen to me, then I start to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I reflect back, you know, if this is not me, it's this element, and is this only five khandas represent me? If I can have this anger or aversion or anything that spark me, then that is kilesa. My view is not. I mean, I have a wrong view because it's where I start to get an aversion or anger or anything. Or it's like, unpleasant, you know. So I would think like, I have the I there because I dislike.
Mm-hmm.
But if let's say I have that, I always recall that so-called my, I would rank it as a teacher, the truth that it wasn't me, but when out from meditation, we always interact with I, me, unknowingly, because anything it can come to me with spark of very warm, very, then I recall that, this is I feeling the warmth, because I have forgotten that this is, you know, so is that like, I'm just doing that training for myself, is it? A right way to do so, or how am I going to improve better, Ajahn? Because sometimes when I feel aversion, I have the unpleasant feeling. So when I sit meditation, then I will just check, and I will look at this feeling, and the feeling disappeared. Where is the unpleasant? The feeling in my heart that I feel the pain or something, you know. So when I discern, then the feeling gone. Then where is this feeling? I can't find the feeling. And is this feeling belongs to me? Then I.
That's I mean, when the feeling is gone, then the feeling is gone.
Yeah, yeah. But the feeling is gone. But that is how I.
Yeah, but you should not analyze it.
So because I'm like, so how am I going?
Yeah, I mean, you always try to solve problems with your mind.
So what is the best?
The problem is to observe it, you know. Okay. You see that feeling, you experience a feeling, and the moment you concentrate on the feeling, on most feelings, you know, they just disappear.
Yeah.
It is just like, you know, I mean, there's a fire and you take the log out of the fire and the fire dies down. And you have to find the log that pulls the fire. Not afterwards, you know, analyzing, you know, where did it go? Where's the log, you know, that created that fire?
Yeah.
You understand that? So what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories, you know, what kind of sensations came up to create this fire?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's the five aggregates.
Not the five elements. Don't go into the five elements. Yeah, you have to probe, you know, and find what came before that fire.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of thought, what kind of memory, what kind of sensation? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What is the log, what is the fuel for this fire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And if you find it, you know, yeah, then you see, okay, this. Yeah? And then you look at it again, you know, and the situation comes again and again and until you understand, then each time you go a little bit back, until you find the root cause. When you find the root cause, you cannot do that with analyzing. Of course, yes, you know, you see there's nothing there, you know, I mean, but that's not the solution to the problem, because you're still attached to your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's not the way to get rid of the, you know, to your attachment to the body. Hmm? Yet, no, not further, probe before. What came before?
Observe.
Yeah, I mean, your feeling, you know, what came before the feeling, what came before that, what came before that, yeah? I mean, when you do your reflection in the evening, you can see it, you know? I mean, what leads up to this? Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you do it, the reflection?
I don't do that way, I'm just like,
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that way.
I mean, I explained it to you, didn't I? In Malaysia.
Yeah.
And people don't like to do it. The Kilesas don't like to do it. They hate it. Hmm? And there's a reason why they hate it. Yeah? Because they are thieving our time. They are stealing. Yeah. Our attention. Yeah. And when we look at it, you know, we see how they steal it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can undermine it, yeah? That's why they don't like it. When you don't do the daily reflection, when you don't see what is going on, you will not understand, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Your understanding, you know, comes through samadhi, you know, through quite good samadhi, yeah? I mean, there you can see, you know, that you're not the body, yeah?
But
then, once you get out of samadhi, everything is the same.
Yeah.
And instead of say, I feel warm, say, there is warm.
Mm.
What is warm? That is the question you should ask.
Yeah.
Not where does it disappear. What is warm? What is cold? How does it feel like? Yeah? That's a question that you should ask.
Okay.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Not trying to analyze.
Yeah. Like what about if I say, like when I saw the past life, my past life, you know, then I ask the question, like, why am I coming back again, you know, this lifetime?
Yeah.
You know, after seeing like many, many past lifetimes, even though as a monk or and as a nun as well.
How many did you see?
I saw with this lifetime, 7 lifetimes.
Hmm.
Then many, many, like, and a group of bones at the riverbank,
yeah.
You know.
Mm.
So many, many, many lifetimes.
Mm.
Then I saw. And I said, like, why am I coming back again, you know, this lifetime?
Yeah.
And then the question came. The answer is clinging.
Yeah.
So I said, clinging of what? But there's no answer until 3 months later, clinging of the five aggregates. So from there, I don't know how to go further.
I mean, if you can see your previous lifetimes, yeah, then lead, you know, from I mean, look at the character in this life, look at the character in the next life, look at that, you know. Look at how what you did, you know, in that life, you know, affected the next life, yeah? I mean, that's what you should do. You should try to understand, yeah, what goes from one life to the next and how the things that you do in this life will affect the next life. Not why. Why, you know, why I'm still attached to it. That's not a question that you should ask.
When you see this past life, it's not like you see at one time go, is it?
Mm.
You have many, many sessions, then you see, mm. Oh, this is another lifetime. Mm. Oh, that is another lifetime.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it becomes clear over time, you know. I mean, you saw, at least you said, you know, there were 7 different lifetimes, you know, including this one. So 6 different lifetimes before, yeah. And what led you from one life to the next, yeah? I mean, just observe.
Meaning to say that, Ajahn, when I sit, I have to recall back, like say, I saw myself, I was a dog.
Uh-huh.
Then I recall back that dog lifetime. Uh-huh. How? I have to...
Yeah, but before you were a dog, you know, what made you a dog? Oh. The lifetime before the dog. Oh. I mean, look at lifetime after lifetime. I mean, if you can't see it clearly, you forget about it, yeah? Then it's just memories, you know, and they are not really that useful then.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So don't make anything special out of it, yeah? But if you really see, you know, I was this character, you know, and that, yeah? And then I was born as this character, you know, and then the karma from this life, you know, I mean, had the results in that life, so, I mean, in this life, you know, I was behaving like a dog, you know,
mm-hmm.
sexual maniac, yeah, something like that. And then I was born as a dog, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I could see all this, but I don't know how to go further on that. Like, for example, I saw.
Well, then you have to ask the question. If you easily see that, then you have to ask the question, you know. What you know, what happened, you know, when this certain life ended, you know, huh? And what kind of karma did I do, and what results did I earn from that? You have to ask the right questions, yeah? Yeah? I mean, if your citta is telling you the answer, that is fine, yeah? But don't try to think about it.
Okay.
Yeah? Ask the questions, you know, if the answers come, then they come, if they don't come, then they don't come, yeah?
Like I saw one of my past lives where I caught somebody on the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also related where I had my back ache, pain.
You caused somebody to be in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when I was in Myanmar, I saw that.
Mm.
And then I had that pain until when I landed Penang, I was admitted to the hospital, I was on wheelchair as well. And then doctor performed MRI, CT scan, nothing happened, but I knew that was a karma. That was a karma that I have to pay back, you know, the chitta will tell me that I have to pay back. Then, from
but
now
it,
on...
But the strange thing is, why did it happen in Burma?
I don't know, because I have the affinity, I have that karma, because I don't know this temple. And I went to another temple for a teacher, and one of the yogi, they meditate, and they go and search for me there. And then they bring me there to this Tengu center. Mm. And when this Tengu center, he passed away 45 years ago.
Mm.
When all the abbots asked me to come and look at his eye relic, when I saw his eye relic, and I cried. Mm. And the chitta is telling me that he's still alive. The Dharma is still there. And also, I just knelt down and I make my wish. If I could, know that Tengu Nyado is still alive, Dharma is still alive, may I have this, your eye, be my wisdom eyes to see thing as they really are. I make this aspiration 2 years ago. So Then I wanted to go back, and I saw the Tengku Siada's wife. Now she is 93 years old. When I saw her, then I cried again. She was my afterlife mother. I mean, she was a nun. She is a nun. And then she told me, like, I was her daughter. You know.
Just a moment. What is Alex taking? We shouldn't take anything in our back to our kuti. Sunflower seed?
The affinity thing I go back because I don't know any languages. So I went back also, I just go back to see this mama. And when I saw I was a young little Myanmar girl, you know. So she also told me the same, like I was her previous life daughter. So that's why even though I don't know Myanmar language, when I learn through the teaching, I can help them. Like I saw this asupa, all the maggots eat my body, and a burst, you know. And I saw lining up fetus one by one burst, and there's a lot of things like I just could tell them, and they feel like this is exactly what when Siandong was alive. He talked everything, the maggots was become bigger and burst everything. So I just but I don't know much how to investigate or ask questions or anything, you know, because I really don't. It is communication issue as well. But I work very hard. I work very hard to practice, you know, even though at night, you know, day and night, I've been listening to Dharma talk, you know, to let's say when I practice, I wanted to check whether the practice is right.
When you go to Myanmar, do you stay in a hotel?
No. Never. Stay in a cookie. But Ajahn, I need your guidance and help, you know. How could I be able to progress? Because I mean, let's say for example, through like seeing the karma, how it happens, of course, give me a very good understanding, like everything, whatever, body, speech and mind also, I will be very careful now. You know, because I don't want to commit any karma. That is also very sure that how karma ripens, you know. Now I'm very alert and aware, even though through speech also the same. So from this body, it's made of this four elements, and anything happen to me also, I have to accept that, well, this is not I, not me, not mine. This even though from seeing from this vision, then it gives me the wisdom to practice better in terms of fight from external and internal. It's so much different. Externals where we still can attach to external things, especially when we work, we meet people, etc. But we could see the difference of internal. I always use internal to do things like, because internal practice is so much truth, I would say, that I believe that so much truth. So whatever happens to me, whatever things happen surrounding me, whether it's good or bad, also I have to have a right view
I understand, but you approach it intellectual.
I just want to say.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you should just observe, you know. Huh?
I need Ajahn to find out where's my problem, you know, or how am I going to improve.
I mean, I told you often enough where your problem is. Huh? You think too much. Stop thinking, observe. Yeah? Okay. And ask the right question. Yeah? So these things, yeah, these things are not me, are not mine, if you can see that. So, if you would really understand it, why do you get angry? Huh?
No, when you see angry, when, of course this is human nature.
No! When, what is human nature? I mean, where does, you know, if you listen any time to the talks, you know, where is greed and hate coming from?
Huh? From the mind.
No.
What?
Where is it coming from?
From light and dislike.
Yeah, that is the same thing, you know, just with different words. Linda, where is it coming from?
From the ego.
Greed and hate, where is it born?
I?
No.
No.
Body.
Oh. Yeah, body, yeah.
Not it comes from the body.
Yeah.
Is that not from the mind? Body.
If there's no body, there's no greed and there's no hate. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, how often do I say that? Huh? Huh?
From the body.
Yeah.
Body. Not from the feeling, but from the
feeling. No.
How, Ajahn? How can the body tell you? Is
it a mind? Do you see that? Do you see the pot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the pot. There's some earth in it, and the plant grows out. The two plants, greed and hate. As long as there's the pot, you know, the plant will grow.
Yeah.
As long as there's body, greed and anger will grow.
Yeah.
As long as you're attached, that means. As long as you're attached to the body, you know, greed and anger will grow.
Yeah.
Hmm?
But if, let's say, where you can still have that greed or the hatred or whatever, you can see, you know.
Yeah.
But when you see it, then it disappears. Then you feel, yeah.
Yeah, but it still comes.
Yeah. So how to uproot?
Yeah, by investigation of the body.
Yeah.
You do it, you know, you do it in a way where you don't see greed and hate come up. Yeah. You see it in the four elements, and then there's no dislike, and there's no light coming up. Yeah, you have to see it. You know, I said, you know, make it up. You know, open it up. You know, and see the blood and the mess inside.
Yeah, I saw that, but that.
Yeah, it's not enough. I mean, one time.
Already, yeah,
you have to do that years and years and years and years.
Oh, yeah. Ajahn taught me to see the asubha in your fingertips, right? Ajahn says that you have to bring the asubha anytime. I can have that asubha anytime.
Yeah. And what is coming up? Are there feelings coming up?
Yeah, the more aversion.
Yes.
You know? More aversion.
Then yes.
I Good. Just like, oh, I cannot take it.
That's why we do it, you know, because there you have to understand the feeling of aversion. Just like you have to understand the feeling of pain. What is pain? What is aversion? What is greed? Yeah? Oh.
But when I saw that, I can see like anything struck me, especially it will come to, because I stay away from everybody.
Yeah.
And it comes from my children.
Yeah.
Or anyone who's so
yes,
close
yes,
to
that's
me.
Yes, that's what I warn you. Yeah?
They are like...
I mean, do you ever listen to the talk?
Yeah, I know.
Do you...
Yeah, Ajahn warned me that aversion came to work. It will come. That's why I said, I couldn't stand it. And also sometimes when...
Yeah, but then it's useless, yeah?
Then I you know, I'm fighting against...
You cannot fight against.
Because it's very, very...
Yeah, I mean, it's very hot.
Very hot, you know. Sometimes mm-hmm. when you saw the Kinesa came mm-hmm. out, you know, to fight with you, you know. Because the you don't like, but you just let him, let it, you know, arise, you know. Just let it happen. But you still have to let it happen.
Yeah.
Then, what, it's very, very difficult. You know that mm-hmm. it's very difficult. You are just fighting. I mean,
you should not fight. Why do you fight it?
Because sometimes it's natural. It's nature. Like you don't like it, but you still have to observe it. You still have to mm-hmm. be with it, bear with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that moment is like you have to fight. Until I told my kids, I know sometimes I use the compromise feeling mm-hmm. tone. I said like life after life that we have been fighting each other, you know, so many lifetime. And I saw myself and I saw the kids. He was, I cried out very very. Mm-hmm.
What very you see is crying. One part of what you saw. It's not enough. You didn't see yourself in the kilesas. You saw the kilesas, one part of the kilesas, then another part of the kilesas, and then the kilesas asked the other part, why are we fighting? Huh? I mean, that's stupid.
Yeah, but
yeah, that's stupid. You cannot convince the kilesas of anything.
Yeah.
The kilesas are phenomena. Yeah?
Yeah.
You have to understand, you know, the you have to understand their actions, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fighting them doesn't, you know, make them only stronger. They love to fight.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Until they
I mean, I don't know how often I have to tell you, you know, I mean, but it's the last time, you know, when we went to Cameroon Highland.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes in and it goes out, you know, and then next time she asks, that is very important.